It's Mariah Carey on Rise FM. Good mornings. My name is Mbumi. It's 20 past 10. It's called Caution. And I must say, I saw this conversation that we're about to have, and I have never done this, and I was very curious about it. We're going to be chatting to a colon therapist. Her name is Nondumiso Nduli. We want to talk about the importance of doing colonic hydrotherapy, and also finding out how many times a person should be going to the loo. Yeah, we're going to be talking about the toilet. Yeah, I know it's not a pleasant conversation in the mornings, but it's a necessary one, because irrigating your colon doesn't sound so pleasant, but practitioners claim that it can provide numerous health benefits, like improving your digestion, weight loss. But doing a colon cleanse doesn't come without its risks. So we're going to be talking about this lifestyle practice and how we can proceed with caution, and by just getting, you know, sufficient knowledge of the potential dangers of this. Let's chat to Nondumiso shortly after this. Well, we're going to have a very interesting conversation with our colon therapist, Nondumiso Nduli. Kusile Mage, welcome to Rise FM.
Hi, Mbumi, and morning to the Rise FM listeners.
I saw one of your live videos, and I thought, now I know where the expression "you're full of doop" comes from. So when you explain to us, how do you describe your job to her?
Okay, my job, how I would explain my job, is that I relieve people mostly from their abdominal discomfort. Most of those people are constipated, are bloated, got weight loss problems, low energy. I also assist in boosting their metabolism, insomnia, bad pain. That's what I do.
All right. I'm just going to ask Gutsi Ngati a question from Gune feedback, or maybe if only I could speak, just disconnect Guba and this conversation. This conversation will be podcasted and available on riseofm.co.za. What is colon therapy?
Okay, colon therapy is most known. Let me get out of here. Colon therapy, it's best known as colon cleansing. Mm-hmm. Most people know it as colon cleansing. It's the flushing the colon with water to remove waste from it. The waste from it is the waste that has been in the system for a long time. It's an accumulated waste. Mm-hmm. So by that's causing the colon not to properly function as it's supposed to function. And it's giving the colon no ability to absorb water and other helpful nutrients. By the way, the actual purpose of the colon is to absorb nutrients and water from the food that we eat. But when it's fully congested, it fails to do that. Hence, it causes us to have a lot of problems.
But how does it get congested? Because I'm thinking, shouldn't we be going to the toilet regularly to, you know, offload, if for lack of a better word?
That's how it's supposed to be. But because our colon is congested from the food that we eat and how we eat, we still have a long way to go in teaching people how they're supposed to eat and what they are supposed to eat, because that causes the colon to be congested and prevents the weight elimination process to happen. How we eat constantly and all the time when we eat.
All right. I want us to pick up this conversation with a couple of questions from our listeners. 072-885-7702. Please send through your questions there. Because when we come back, I want to get into, you know, the positives of colonic hydrotherapy. You've explained to us what the process is. You've explained to us some of the benefits of it. But are there any risks? And I want to also get into a bit more detail about how we should be eating, because we hear the dangers of how we are currently eating and how that is causing our system to slow down. It's about 20 minutes before 10. Let me remind you that we'll be giving away 3,500 rands before 11. Okay? So keep those SMSs coming. But before that, let's just wrap up our conversation this morning. See how many of your questions we can get through. We're back with our colon therapist, Nondumiso Wakantuli. Nondumiso, we have a question here from Sibusiso. Sibusiso Utsi, so how often should we be going to do the number two? What's a healthy rate daily?
Okay. Every time then they you need to go to the toilet after each meal you had. That's normally how it's supposed to happen.
Wait.
That's how it's not happening.
Yes. No,
you need to go to the bowel movement after each meal you have.
So you're saying if I'm having three meals a day, I need to be going three times a day?
Yes, you should be going three times a day. And let me tell you something. Once your colon starts working well, you won't even get to be eating three meals a day, because 3 meals a day is just a scam, baby. Because after each meal that you had, depending on how heavy it was, you're supposed to stay 2 to 3 hours. That's your cereal. 2 to 3 hours before you eat any other meal. And when your meal is heavier, like your it's got meat and whatever, that's
starch and stuff. Yeah,
you need to stay 3 to 6 hours before you take anything else. So you see, when you eat and take and pause eating before the next meal, you won't get 3 meals a day, because by the time you eat your next meal, it will be 5 o'clock and it will be your last meal.
Okay, and this one comes from Nontlantla. Uthi Mbumi, I also have not heard of colon cleansing. Ifana nespeidi na, what exactly do they do to you?
Yeah, girl. When we explain to our people, that's how they think.
Okay.
To them. But this was first recorded around 1500 BC in Egypt. So what they did, they would do like 1 liter and then they would be relieved for the day. But what this one does, it treats the whole colon. Like your whole colon. And your colon is as tall as you. Like my colon is as tall as myself. And yours is as tall as you. So what we do, Tina, we treat the whole of it.
All right.
Unlike it will just relieve you from the food you ate today and yesterday.
So Bokoko have been practicing colonic hydrotherapy.
Hence, they're living longer and healthier. They have been practicing it.
All right, that's our colon therapist, Nondumiso Wakantuli, sharing with us the practice of colon cleansing. I must say, I learned something today, and I'll think about it. I will consider it.
Please, when you come to Witbank in Pumi, you better visit our studio. I actually have a free voucher for you, because I need you to do it.
Sing yourself. Sing dosaba negye kaya ngema Easter.
Like, you know, what are the risks of not doing colon health?
Yes.
The
very important.
Of not doing colon health is not doing colon health. That's the greatest risk that you are doing.
And is there any
not
risk?
Doing it because that's the risk. The risk is not doing colon health.
Is there any risk in